full-service egg supply and grain merchandising company.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, back in studio Tuesday morning show here, October 17th. Every Tuesday is one of my favorite segments, Gotta Talk Real Estate, with Steve Dietrich in studio this morning with us. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Val.
You come in, I was thinking, okay, he's going to come in with some good numbers news today, and you just kind of come in, there's really no difference.
Yeah, no, it's not good news, and everything I'm reading and hearing right now looks like till at the end of the first quarter next year, things aren't going to get any better.
Okay. And as far as listings, you're doing okay here.
Yeah, there's getting to be a few more out there and a few choices. So I guess you just kind of got to keep watching and recheck your finances.
Right. So let's talk a little bit. I thought about this last week. Snowbirds. A lot of people, too, hear that. And you, as a realtor, you look at these people and go, okay, well, they're going between the two. A lot of them go to Arizona. Some people go, you know, Texas. You look at these people and go, eventually they're going to come back and say, you know what, Steve, got to sell the house.
Yeah, there's a little of that in there. You know, obviously it's a personal decision for the homeowner to decide when the right time is to do that.
But right.
Tends to happen more as we get older because the snow just seems to bug us a little more. But yeah, there is always going to be that part of it. I know I've had some people come back that said they can't stand the heat down there anymore.
Serious. Okay, yeah, I suppose you do get some blowback the other way.
So hot, and it's still almost 100 degrees down there right now. And and some of these guys have left, and of course I get to talk to my brother who lives down there. And
sure.
He doesn't like it either.
Okay. And what do you do? I mean, it's like it's up here in the winter with the cold. It's like, well, you're not going to change that a whole lot.
Right. But if you re-ask the question in the middle of January, it probably changes around a little bit, too. So
how long typically do you find yourself waiting on a really decent, you know, property, a really decent house, before it actually sells? And what are some of the steps you go through to keep people looking at it?
Well, you know, you always have clients kind of on our list of people that we need to call, you know, when certain types of houses show up. And and so when you get wind of something like that, and you know, in some ways you can't put it out too early or else the whole public's going to go get it before we got it.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, I hate to say it that way, and we certainly aren't, you know, saying no to for sale by owners. But, I mean, when the market's tight like this, it certainly can happen as an owner to put it out there for sale by owner, and a lot of times it may happen. But then they need help with paperwork and stuff, you know, so then they come back in the door and want help with that stuff, which we will do, you know, for a certain fee. We will still help people get to closing once they found their buyer.
Okay, you just add, because I was going to ask that question, what are some of the downsides? Because I see that every once in a while you see a home for sale by owner. What's the downside to that, other than the paperwork?
Right. Well, and the paperwork is important because when you get to the bank, it has to be done right or the bank's not going to start the loan process. So then obviously they send them off for more expertise on their paperwork or whatever, which is where we get involved sometimes, you know. So and the other downsides are sometimes maybe you're not putting it on where it should be in the marketplace. You may lose yourself a little money, and the realtor may pay for himself by, you know, letting you know that it could have been higher than what you put it out there at. But and then just the process. I think there's more to it nowadays than people think. You know, they just think somebody's going to walk in, here's the money, and goodbye. And
right.
There's just so much in between there with appraisals, home inspections, and the legal work.
I was going to ask if there's a legalese to this. It might be kind of a slippery slope if you're doing it on your own.
Yep, it is. Excuse me. You know, when people have stuff in trusts, you know, and things like that, too, it's a little more to it, you know, getting it back out of there and moving it on, too. So there are some things with the legal side. And then every once in a while we find a legal problem in the process and where people maybe took title with a middle initial and sold it without the middle initial. And that's a big deal.
Really, it gets down to that detail.
Yes, it gets down to that detailed where there's some more paperwork that has to be filed if that's happened.
Wow.
So, yeah, you got to make sure that things are done correctly.
Right. Absolutely. And that's where it helps to have a realtor with your kind of experience, been doing this a while.
Well, you know, I'm good friends with a you know, some of the lawyers in town, mm-hmm. too. And, you know, over time, you just sort of pick up some of their work through my process and they through the other way around.
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
So we all work together to get the job done.
So people out there listening going, you know what, Steve, it's a time to sell. It's a time to buy. What's your phone number at Action Realty?
701-642-4700.
Or just stop in. You're right there on Dakota Avenue.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Have a good rest of the week. We will talk next Tuesday.
We will do that.
With more questions. 916 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting back real soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks.